So I'm here with Kim Lennox and Dan Harrelson from Adaptive Path. Kim is a senior interaction designer, and Dan is a senior technologist. Did I get that right?
That's right.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's right.
So why are you guys here at Microsoft?
Well, specifically, you know, tomorrow we're going to be leading four workshops. We're taking our UX intensive content that we do as part of the events at Adaptive Path, and we're bringing it to Mix. We're taking a snapshot of that 4 days, condensing it down into one day. We're going to be talking a bit about some design research methods. We're going to talk about design strategy, a little bit of information architecture, and then we're going to go through processes that you can use to best determine the methods that are appropriate for your design solution.
So is it safe to say that this is kind of a crash course on user experience?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Well, I wouldn't even say it's a crash course. It's more of a sampling. The crash course is the UX intensive. It's
okay.
4 full days. This
okay.
is, you know, a day that's 4 different sessions. So we give you a taste of it.
Gotcha. Okay, so since we're on the topic, so my title is User Experience Evangelist, and of course that's always good party conversation because my title ends with evangelist. But the tough part that I struggle with is explaining user experience to people. And I mean, you guys are in the business of it. How would one of you take a stab at it? Tell me what user experience is.
What we do at Adaptive Path is design experiences.
Yeah.
And so it could be the mobile experience or the internet experience. And so it's not so much the user interface, and it's not so much the the technology behind it. It's how the user lives with and breathes with this technology or this particular application, whatever it might be, how it's integrated into their lives. So it's about the experience.
It's about everything, the 360
yeah.
end-to-end thing.
Yeah, so you know, not thinking about where so much about where the buttons go, but how it applies to one-handed navigation when you've got your backpack on and you're trying to make a phone call and those types of things.
So that's interesting. So how do you actually create a process around that, right? Because, I mean, we live in a very execution-focused world where people want to ship products, they want to be on time. How do you... it almost seems like you need to come up with ideas and perceive on a schedule. How do you perceive on a schedule?
How do you come up with ideas on the schedule?
Yeah. Or how do you design something on a schedule? How do you come up with the user experience on a schedule? Because it seems like there's a lot of iteration, right?
Sure. Well, you have to put constraints around it. I mean, everything has a constraint. You know, we're on a race here, and every race has a finish line. Everything has an end, and you have to march towards that end. You can't sit there and spin your wheels. Ideation, you know, brainstorming techniques like that aren't about just spinning your wheels and working on it forever. You know, they're about a means to an end. It's about we need to come up with an idea or a couple ideas that we can work on here. You know, so first of all, you want to put some ideas around. You know, how are we gonna organize this? What problems are we trying to solve? You know, what ideas do we need to come up with? You know, is it that we're trying to define the whole product, or is it that we just really need to define a couple features or a couple use cases that we're gonna work on?
So tell me something. How did you guys get to being who you are? Like, how did you become a senior interaction designer? What did you go to school in, for instance?
Well, I actually have a fine art degree in photography.
Okay.
So, there wasn't an interaction design program
yeah.
back when I was in school.
Totally. There still isn't. It's pretty difficult to find the good ones.
Yeah, yeah. And so so my background, I started in multimedia edutainment software.
Hey, me too.
CD-ROMs. So that's how I got into it. And what I was at the very end of the process, doing the code and getting
yeah.
everything out the door and, you know, burning that gold master to ship to get it manufactured. And what I found was what I was building, I didn't like. I didn't agree with. And so I got more involved into the user interface. And so I started doing more user interface stuff. And then it evolved into user experience.
So tell me something. I want to hear the same answer from
yeah.
you. How did you get there?
Yeah.
Right. How did you become a senior technologist, which is almost as bad as a user experience evangelist, but not that bad.
But he's also the sole technologist at a design consulting firm. firm.
Are you the only one?
I am, and it's actually really funny. So on the panel that we were just on,
yeah.
I heard Daniel talk about the fact that at Microsoft, a designer is one in 48. There's one designer for 48 developers.
Yeah.
At our place, it's almost the exact opposite. I'm one for 35.
That's
so I'm on the other side of that that coin.
Although a few people are administrative type, so it's more like one to 25.
So you're probably the guy who can just, I mean, Kim can come up with interaction design, yeah. right, for something,
yeah.
whatever that thing is.
Mm-hmm.
But you're the guy who can go, oh, you know what? I'm going to pick up Ruby on Rails and actually build this thing
out. That's the idea,
okay.
is be able to, at a minimum, be able to bring some of that expertise to the table when we're working on a design. Be able to, you know, have conversations with our clients around, how are you going to build this? Like, what skill sets do you guys have in-house? You know, because we don't want to design something that you can't ever execute on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so working on that level and then potentially also getting my hands dirty and diving into code if I need to you know, be able to bring a design to life. Maybe the best way to be able to get the point across is to build something like a prototype. Maybe a PowerPoint deck or a wireframe isn't going to do it.
So what I find interesting is that how long ago did you join Adaptive Path? How long have you been there?
I've been with them about 8 or 9 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, you're fairly new.
Yeah.
How did you do UX without sort of having technology as an integral part of Adaptive Path, or thinking about technology? Like, it seems like...
Oh, we've had technologists previously as well.
Okay.
But it's always been that same, about that same ratio.
Okay.
Yeah. David Verba was our director of technology, and he just recently left.
Right.
He wrote, he's one of the authors of our book, Subject to Change.
Yeah.
That's the title.
I guess I'm stunned because I work in a very different environment where it's completely flipped.
Right.
And maybe there's something for us to take away from this, for Microsoft to take away from this, because we have very few user experience professionals compared to program managers, for instance, right? Or compared to developers. And that's understandable. We're building technology, but maybe that ratio is kind of off. So I actually have one question in closing, and most people will probably see this interview after you guys do your workshop, or during. What is the key takeaway? Who can go to this, and what are they going to walk out with when they walk away from this workshop or set of workshops?
Well, I mean, certainly our hope is that everybody attends. You know, be they designers, be they somebody, you know, managing a team, be they a developer, because there's something that everybody can take away. We wouldn't be here at a mix at a primarily a developer conference if we didn't think that our message, that some of the tools that we're bringing, you know, are not valuable to engineers.
Mm-hmm.
So the hope is that everybody can come. What they're taking away, you know, each of the four sessions is going to have an activity. People are going to get their hands dirty. They're going to work in teams. They're going to come away at least one, if not more, techniques during each of the different sessions that they can immediately take that back to their office and use that next day.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's how we've been sort of talking about this when people have been asking us, hey, what's day two of Mix UX? And the way I've been talking about it is, if you want to understand what user experience is all about, or you want to enhance your skills in that area, go to this. So I'm hoping that everyone from, you know, the mom and pops to people who are UX professionals go to this and get something out of it. I'm truly excited for you guys to do this tomorrow. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to me. And
thanks for having us.
Showing up at Mix and doing your thing here. Thank you.
We're glad to be here. Thanks.